That's BowerSockTeam.com. We were, as the Canadians would say, side by each, standing right beside one another in the broadcast booth on Saturday. And just the unfortunate, the misfortune of what happened in the Texas loss to Oklahoma State gets boiled down across a variety of areas. I'm sure you probably saw like I did. There were an avalanche of social media posts about how bad defense is, giving up over 500 yards, blah, blah, blah. There were an avalanche of social media posts about how bad the offense was, only 3 points in the second half. So it was a collective thing, and DeMarvian Overshown told us both in the postgame. He said, hey, one side's got to pick up the other, and then you pointed it out. He was very poignant in saying, we can't go to that dark place now as they go into the open day.
Yeah, it's going to be a long 2 weeks, and to your point, you can't help but hear the noise. And, you know, all the questions about how in the world can you have over 500 yards of offense yet be so puzzled about the offense and you know, the 3 points. But Sark told us after the game, he said it was big little. They had enough big plays to generate the points, but they had so many little plays that they couldn't keep the offense on the field. And then the defense had to defend 98 plays, similar to Lubbock when they had to defend 100 plays. So it was – I'll be curious to hear what Sark says because yep. It was one of those where you're just not sure to go with it. And then I think I was talking to somebody about if you didn't watch the game and you woke up yesterday morning and you saw Texas lost by 7 on the road to number 11, whose quarterback played at a high level.
Who had only had one loss in overtime to an unbeaten now number 7 team in the country on the road.
So you say, okay, I kind of get it. You watch the game, you're pulling your hair out, you're going, how in the world did that happen? So – I'll be fascinated to hear what Sark has to say and where do you go? It kind of feels like a one-off in some respects because you don't expect Quinn Ewers to, you know, struggle like he did throwing the ball on Saturday going forward.
Yeah, and then also it's going to be interesting to hear what he can or is willing to share with everybody with regard to the health of the team.
Yeah, banged up on the back end and Anthony Cook, Ryan Watts didn't play the second half, so those are big losses. And we saw when Sanders was hitting stuff, it was downfield, it was over the middle. That's the other key is you have 2 weeks, so as long as it's not really bad, hopefully you get those guys back.
I'm also curious as the week develops to hear what Chris Klieman says in Manhattan, since after all, that's the next opponent for Texas a week from Saturday. Oh, by the way, maybe we'll hear a kickoff time today. You haven't heard one yet,
nope,
have you?
I haven't.
Yeah, for that game. Maybe we will. About Adrian Martinez. Now, he was hurt. He got knocked out of the game. And yet he was on the field at the end of the game, and he was shaking Max Duggan's hand. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, that. So one gets a feeling maybe it's not serious. I don't know. But two quarterbacks, him and Will Howard, both get knocked out of the game on Sunday.
Yeah, it was weird. I was watching the tape of it yesterday, and he kind of strained a little bit after a throw, and he went to the sideline, went to the 10, and then went and kind of slapped all his buddies as to, I can't go. But he didn't look distraught. He didn't look like anything was seriously wrong. He just said, yeah, I can't go today. So, that's a big deal. Will Howard came in and played well. Then he got dinged up, came back in the ball game. Going to Manhattan, heck, you don't care who's quarterback. You expect a war up there.
Yep, no doubt about it. Okay, I appreciate you checking in. I know you got to get upstairs and get ready, and we'll get ready, and we'll all be up there in a little bit.
All right, good to visit with you, Craig.
All right, that's Roger Wallace, and we need a break. When we come back, we've got a couple other things to get to, and, of course, we have Inconceivable this hour. All of that leading up to the top of the hour, Coach Sark's weekly news conference. We'll bring it to you live here on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. We're live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.